African at a time.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Andale, andale. Nothing like a Mexican fiesta to start out the
Is it Cinco de Mayo? Do I got the date wrong here?
It's October de 20. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
My Spanish is horrible. My apologies. I did a little Hebrew in my youth. But welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We kick off another week of broadcast healing. Super Don in the house. We got the phone lines open at 866-939-2355. And, you know, I love Mexican food. Remember I talked about that time I was out in California many months ago and we found a Mexican restaurant that served organically grown foods. This might be the year that all Mexican restaurants go organic or at the very least non-GMO. Did you hear about it? It's fiesta time! A federal judge in Mexico has effectively banned, at least for now, the planting of GMO corn.
Hooray.
This is great news.
Yeah.
Great news. I think Mexican tourism is going to go up for those of you who want to eat healthy food. You'll go to Mexico. You won't have to eat genetically modified corn like we do in the United States.
Well, and this is a big deal for the people in Mexico because corn is a huge staple, you know, historically. Culturally in Mexico, and you know, Monsanto has been just waging war on a lot of foreign countries down Mexico, Central America, and in South America. And this is the first time I think, I'm pretty sure that a country has put a stop on this, and Mexico is a huge one.
It's humongous. Thing for them to do. There have been other countries around the world that have done this to smaller scales or at least burned the bad guys out. But this case is huge in Mexico. The accurate way as we're digging into this is that a federal judge suspended transgenic corn plantings. And so it may not be considered a nationwide ban as of yet, but it's still a future possibility. And I think it's big news, and especially, you know, for all these, let's say the American, how do we say it? If our own culture is perceived to be the best in the world, is that American exceptionalism? I mean, there's certainly things that are exceptional about America. I would be the first to say, particularly those who still love liberty and the origin points of the American organic American Republic. It wasn't a GMO republic. But what it's become is a corporate GMO republic, no longer a republic. In fact, it's not even a democracy. It's a fascist GMO dictatorship. We have the GMO president in Barack Obama, who's basically hired on in his executive branch executives all over the place, up and down, former GMO people, Monsanto people, lawyers, etc. And this is where the divide between Republicans and Democrats is pretty much nil at the level of the federal government, where it's all corporatist. It's all about the corporations that have purchased your favorite or least favorite politician. Now, I just wonder, and I may be a little bit fear for the safety of this federal judge in Mexico who dared to defy Monsanto. And, you know, I think about those in Texas now that eat Mexican food. Didn't we cover Superdon a few days ago? Maybe it's a week or so ago. The fact that they were trying to say that Mexicans here in America are having higher rates of cancer, but they're living longer because they actually have less insurance coverage.
It was called the Mexican paradox.
The Mexican paradox, that's right.
They referred to it as where, yeah, basically they were getting cancer more, but living longer than Caucasians.
Yeah, so it's a two-edged sword in that they are now eating, if they're here in America, the American pesticide-laden GMO foods, much of which may be maize, and, of course, suffering because of it. On the upside is that they have less access to that which Democrats think we must all have access to, which is allopathic medical monopoly medicine, patent medicine, pharmaceuticals, and, of course, oncological treatments, chemotherapy, radiation, and massive surgical butchering when not even needed. And so they live longer, but at the same time, they're getting more cancer. Now, if we go back to native diets, again, these are some of the what we call observations of Weston Price and others who have looked simply and said, if you eat a native diet that's clean as it's been throughout your ancestral history, you tend not to have a lot of cancer. But when you abandon it and start adopting processed foods, fast foods, foods that take shortcuts in production in terms of pesticides and artificial fertilizers, synthetic fertilizers, that you'll see the downturn, in fact, of the health of people, if you will, generationally speaking, and it's very rapid. As opposed to the claims that, well, all these people are having autism because it's a genetic issue. You don't get genetic explosions like this.
Well, we're diagnosing it better.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same kind of scenario. So congratulations to Mexico. Put some bodyguards on that federal judge. Can you find out a name of that federal judge? I'm trying to dig that story up. I know Natural News has covered it as well.
The name of the judge, I just had it here. Judge, it would be Jaime Eduardo Verdugo.
All right. And of course, our guest this hour, Dr. Nick Gonzalez, does have Mexican heritage, and I'm sure he'll want to chime in on this, that Mexico is leading America. How embarrassing for America on the federal level saying, these GMOs, not so good for our people. As I said, we love liberty. We love the America that loves liberty. We recognize and self-reflect when our own, let's say, country or countrymen and women are failing, much less our government failing us. If it's designed to protect liberty, it's running roughshod over liberty on behalf of these biotech corporations like Monsanto.
Well, and just one quick note, it's not that we aren't trying. I mean, you know, my state here, Oregon, we failed horribly back in 2002 when they tried to put the initiative out, at least just for labeling. And then it was 10 years later, if you remember, Prop 37, California, they tried to do it. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you know, we followed that pretty close. We had people on the show talking about it, lost by like 3 percentage points, which really was lousy. I mean, they almost got the labeling thing going. And coming up, finally, on November 5th, Washington State has a proposition that they've got that's going to be voted on to try and see if they can get labeling of GMOs up there. So, you know, we're trying to state by state, but Monsanto has its claws so deep into the government and the bureaucracy that it's literally impossible at this point to expect the government to do it. So states have to take over and try to do it for themselves.
Well, and as we see, even on the state level, the ability of Monsanto and other companies, there's that secret list of companies that funneled money into a means to defeat the labeling proposition. And I don't even think labeling goes far enough. I mean, I'm definitely all for the elimination of all of this transgenic cropping. They're cropping all over us in this case. I want to see this stop because we can't subsist on high-tech science fiction food and expect it to sustain us the way, you know, call me crazy spiritual and religious, but the way God created this world. I don't think man can better it. I think certainly we can try to mimic and adopt and even advance technologies that support it. But if we use technologies to defeat it, it's never going to work. And this is why we have linked up in the show notes today the GMO mini summit that John Robbins and, of course, our good friend, you know him, Jeffrey Smith, is hosting. And I want you to sign up. I think you've got a link to so you can sign up for free in today's show notes. And you'll check that out there, robertscottbell.com. Also, as I said, Dr. Nick Gonzalez is scheduled to join us shortly. And we've got a great question of the day on cancer related to the apricot kernel, right? Not Colonel Apricot, not Colonel Sanders.
Colonel
Apricot. The apricot kernel, vitamin B17, Laetrile. You've heard of it. I know. And we're going to get Dr. Nick on shortly as soon as he's available. Also, the secret life of water. Water is more than just about H2O and hydration. We're going to talk about structuring, microclustering, alkalizing, ionizing with Paul Bertiero. And I've asked, I had a lady come to my lecture recently, pregnant, full-on pregnant. Not that you can be, I'm just a little bit pregnant, but you know what I mean.
Sort of pregnant.
Yeah, and she was talking about utilizing this water that we talk about. You can find out at robertswater.com and how it had transformed her because she was getting edema during the swelling of her legs during this pregnancy. She began drinking the structured water that microclusters it, and it just disappeared that quickly. So I'm hoping that she'll call in because I want to, for all you, there, I know so many women that are pregnant right now. What is in the water? What is going on out there, y'all? Anyway, we want to bring those babies into a healthier environment. To help us do that right now, we got a couple of minutes before our first break, but let's just go right to our good friend and guest this hour, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, who will join me in Atlanta, November 8th through 10th at the Wise Healing Traditions Conference from the Weston A. Price Conference. I can't believe we're going to be together in Atlanta. It's going to be so cool. Dr. Nick, welcome back, my friend.
Hi, Robert. How are you doing today? It's great to be back and look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome to be together again, and I'm encouraging all of our listeners to come on down into Atlanta, caravan, fly in, however you got to get there. And if you have to go through Homeland Security to get there, and they, I don't know if they're going to grope you or something, but give them something on GMOs or something. Give them Dr. Nick's book so that they'll be healthier. Maybe they'll stop doing what they're doing. But, Nick, what we were talking about before you came on is that a federal judge in Mexico actually banned the planting of GMO corn. I'm thinking this is embarrassing for us in America that those who think that, oh, we're the greatest. Well, we're the greatest in some things, but on the GMO biotech front, I think we're lagging behind some areas of the world.
Oh, there's no question about it. One of the issues is, of course, in America, Monsanto was so powerful. Monsanto is actually dictating now what congressmen and senators are devising as legislation. I mean, Obama says his next greatest effort for his program for America is the Farm Bill. The Farm Bill's got all kinds of exemptions and benefits for agro-industry. This is not to benefit small farms, as he claims. It's to benefit industry. And they keep trying to get riders into these bills to really protect Monsanto from any kind of liability for bringing an unproven technology into the mainstream. It's really, really embarrassing. Of course, in Mexico, you don't have the powerful Monsanto.
They don't have that same power structure the way. I want to talk to you a little bit about that. I mean, I'm happy that any country on the planet bans the planting of GMO crops. No problem there. We're going to talk with Dr. Nick Gonzalez. He's our guest for the rest of the hour, and he'll be joining me in Atlanta. We'll give you more information about how you can join us as well, November 8th through 10th. And, of course, other upcoming events. We're at robertscottbell.com. Give us a call right now, 866-939-2355. We also have a question about Laetrile.
It's a bird.
It's a plane. It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Volume for Healing. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. This hour, Dr. Nick Gonzalez. Next hour, we'll talk more about the structured water. Water, the secret life of water, in fact, is so extraordinary. I mean, that's why homeopathic medicine is so amazing and what it's done in my life and helped so many others. We'll get to that. But Dr. Nick Gonzalez, also grounded in a lot of ways to heal, comprehensive, and we're fired up every time we get together. We're just talking about the corporatist agenda of Monsanto and purchasing government. They've been very successful at purchasing our politicians, both left and right, Democrat and Republican here in America. And, of course, the good news, a federal judge in Mexico says, you ain't planting that corn here, Monsanto. So, again, some bright lights happening around the world, Dr. Nick.
Yeah, that's true. And, of course, in Mexico, corn is a main crop. I mean, the corn tortillas are a main food down there. And everybody eats them from the poorest to the richest. So corn is a major crop, major industry, and it's really an essential part of their diet. So this is a major victory for the anti-GMO contingency, for which I'm very pleased. So it would be nice if it would start happening in the U.S. I mean, it's so astonishing to me. All we're asking at this point is that you label the food so you know whether it's GMO or not. You and I have discussed this. If Monsanto was so proud of GMOs, if they think GMO is such a good thing, if they think it's so beneficial to mankind, humankind, womankind, and individuals, then they should be proud. They should be boasting. They should have big letters on every food. This is GMO. If they're embarrassed or frightened of having it on the food, then why are they supporting it? That's, you know, I'm kind of a simple-minded guy. If you're so I'm proud of what I do, I'll talk about it all day long. I don't want it hidden that we treat disease using nutrition. I don't want to hide that. I'm proud of it. This is what we talk about.
Exactly.
But they don't want it talked about. They don't want it discussed. They just don't want it. They don't want food labeled. This is bizarre. I believe it should be prohibited because of the dangers involved, of which you know a lot about.
Oh, yes.
It should be. But at this point, activists are only asking that the food be labeled. That's what's going on in Washington and California. Let's just label the food that it's GMO so consumers can make an intelligent choice. Why is Monsanto against consumers making intelligent choices based on what they want? Because they know that they can't defend the GMOs. They can't defend it. So they want it to be a secret whether the food you're purchasing, the bread you're purchasing, the rice you're purchasing is GMO or not. Why hide it? I mean, the FDA requires labels, you know, contain everything, the nutritional content of food, any chemicals that are in it. But for some reason, the FDA and the Department of Agriculture don't want it labeled that it's GMO. It doesn't make any sense to me. They want, you know, down to the micromilligram, how much vitamin A is in, you know, beef. They want that on the label. But in terms of GMO, no, that gets
free
pass.
No, we can't have that. That's right. Now, there was a Mexican paradox we covered a couple of weeks ago that Super Don and I on the show. And it talked about the increasing rates of cancer among Mexican Americans, those that have emigrated from Mexico to America. Yet, they said, strangely enough, even though they had higher rates of cancer, they lived longer than the Caucasian Americans. And I'm thinking, this is my speculation here, that they are adopting more American, let's say, corrupted foods, but they don't also engage in oncological interventions like most Americans do, chemotherapy, radiation, and unneeded surgery.
Yeah, in the Mexican-American community, there's still a lot of suspicion about conventional medicine and, you know, authoritarian conventional medicine, although I can't say that's universal. And a lot of Mexican immigrants are marching off to get mainstream treatment at Sloan Kettering or MD Anderson. But there's still in Mexico, you know, and I'm from Mexican descent, there's still a long tradition of herbal medicine that's highly respected. You know, the village elders were very knowledgeable about it. There's still a lot of village communities in Mexico. It's still kind of a community-oriented place. Yeah, it's also getting to be, you know, the major cities are, of course, cosmopolitan, but there still is a strong community village type hierarchy in Mexico, and a lot of herbal medicine and suspicion of kind of westernized conventional medicine. There is a lot of that. And of course, in Mexico City, you can get as conventional chemotherapy as you want. So I'm not familiar with that information, so I can't really comment too intelligently about what it might be, but it could be simply that they're avoiding standard therapies when they do get cancer. You know, one of the interesting things, which even conventional researchers have pointed out, one of the problems with evaluating chemo studies, it's considered unethical with cancer to have an untreated control group. So you can't compare the latest chemo to an untreated group. All chemo studies, all radiation studies, all conventional oncological studies involve chemo A versus chemo B or radiation approach A versus radiation approach B, but there's never an untreated group. There are some researchers who said what we need to do is have an untreated group, and the researchers who believe that the untreated group would probably live longer. But they're constantly comparing one conventional toxic therapy to the other, so you really don't have the baseline effect of what these therapies are doing. It's assumed that they're beneficial, and based on the assumption, not the proof, the science, that it's beneficial, you never have a clinical study where half the patients get no treatment, half the patients get the chemo.
Yeah, we've seen evidence, and I think there has been peer-reviewed literature about following folks that do not get treatment for certain cancers, and they actually live longer than those that get traditional allopathic oncological treatments. We're on with Dr. Nick Gonzalez this hour. The Robert Scott Bell Show is live. Give us a call, 866-939-2355. We had a question from a listener to Dr. Nick about the Laetrile. We've covered it before, but it's a good time to remind everybody. Apricot kernels, dangerous or a cure for cancer? We'll get to that after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, you've heard Mr. Oxygen a number of times now. This is the real deal. Mr. Oxygen is a legend in the natural products healing arena. I utilize the Mr. Oxygen products daily, starting with the OxyLift every day, 7 drops 3 times a day in my water, as well as the Super Oxy Flush and the Oxy Earth, complete minerals with MSM and natural vitamin C. When I look up in the sky and I see them streaking stuff across there, you know what I'm talking about. It's an oxy sulfur day for me because I need to counteract everything I can to stay clear and focused, not only to be here with you every day on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but also to take care of my family as well. So take care of yourself and your family the way RSB does. Go to OxyRSB.com and get everything you need 20% off right now just for you. OxyRSB.com. You can also call 305-933-4219, 305-933-4219. Remember, 20% off plus 4 DVDs, $50 value, absolutely free with any purchase. That's OxyRSB.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Scott Belcher.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive.
The masked man who outsmarted you on your game is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
You want it straight up, you're going to go to Dr. Nick Gonzalez. He's with us, and he'll be with us together in person in Atlanta. One of my heroes and good friends in the healing realm, Dr. Nick Gonzalez. Thanks for being here, my friend.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me on again, causing trouble wherever we go.
I know, and when we're together, it's going to be a blast. I'm just so excited, and I hope everyone will plan to be in Atlanta November 8th through 10th. We've got the links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Also, we have questions coming in from the website at robertscottbell.com and your calls at 866-939-2355, 866-939-2355. 1-800-259-2355. And one really directed towards you, and we've covered this on the air together before, but I thought a quick review, and then we'll go to the phones. Question of the day from Brandon. He says, so you probably know about the apricot seed controversy. I was just wondering about vitamin B17, amygdalin thing. He's just throwing out the kind of things. What about the cyanide? Is it clean? Is it going to bind? Is it a form that's safe? Because all of the people that say it's bad for you, they don't know. And I know you cut right through it, why it would be good, why it would be appropriate or inappropriate.
Well, first of all, it's been used for 50 years. You know, it was the Krebs father and son in 1947 or so published their first study using Laetrile in the treatment of cancer. They also used it with pancreatic enzymes. They were very familiar with Beard's work, and Beard is the essence of what we do. But they kind of went off on the Laetrile tangent and thought that was the solution rather than the enzymes. I thought that was incorrect. I've been following Laetrile for over 30 years. I know people who manufactured it. I know people in Mexico have used it. I've never seen that it's curative or that people have really long-term effects. I've not seen that even among the people who use it. It can prolong life. It does seem to reduce pain. So it seems more of a palliative type thing with some extension of life. But I've just never seen solid documentation, and I certainly would be happy to use it if sure. It has some value. But it doesn't seem to. And it's not something I use in my program. I just don't use it. Now, it is in foods, and if people want to eat apricot kernels, that's fine. I mean, people have been doing that for, 50 years. I don't think that's dangerous. I think if you ate too many, it could be a problem. There's no question. It's like anything else. You can drown in your bathtub. That doesn't mean you should avoid all water. You avoid all water, you'll die. So, 7,000 Americans die each year from drowning. That doesn't mean water's dangerous. Well, it can be if it's misused. Same thing with apricot kernels. I certainly wouldn't overeat them. I would follow the instructions on the label, but it's not something I use in my treatment.
Dr. Nick, I'm not hearing about people that are dying from cyanide poisoning that are eating these things either.
Believe me, the enemies of alternative medicine, if people were dropping dead all over the place from cyanide poisoning, would be on the front news of the newspapers every day. That's what they were hoping for. Ted Kennedy held hearings on Laetrile in the 1970s, the mid-1970s, and one of the issues they raised then, they're going back, 40 years, was the danger of Laetrile. There's never been any real proof of that. I've never seen any documentation of that. And if there were documentation, believe me, it would be on the front page of every newspaper, the FDA, the NCI, they would be
parading it out. So I look at it as more of an adjunct, not an isolate kind of thing that, this is all you have to do. And that's the problem we've talked about off the air and on the air about folks that say, this is the one thing that's all you need to do. Listen, there are a lot of great substances in the natural world. I'm a big advocate and user of silver hydrosol, for instance. I don't say that that's the only thing I would use in a case of cancer. Do we know that it has an impact on cancer cells? Yes, there's even peer-reviewed science, but it doesn't mean that's the only thing I would utilize. So the point is, there's a comprehensive reason for cancer to manifest, and there's a comprehensive array of things to do to get out of it.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly. One of the problems with Laetrile is during the 70s and 80s, some of its proponents were suggesting that that was a standalone cancer cure, which I don't think that's the case. I've not seen any evidence to support that. Might it be valuable? Well, the people who use it have told me they see reduction in pain and advanced cancer. They think it prolongs life. But it's certainly not miraculous or extraordinary, and I've not seen, even among the people who use it, extraordinary claims for it. They just use it as an adjunct among the many other things they might be using. Even the Krebs themselves use it with pancreatic enzymes. I think some of the benefit they saw was from the enzymes rather than from the Laetrile. I'm sure Laetrile has some minor benefit, but that's how I would leave it. In terms of its toxicity, just be cautious. Don't overeat apricot kernels or bitter almonds, which also have Laetrile. In fact, even apple seeds have Laetrile. Most fruit seeds do. It's a naturally occurring substance found in a lot of seeds. So, I eat apple seeds all the time. That almondy taste, and when you crunch on an apple seed, that's the Laetrile. That's what gives it that almondy taste. Cyanide has an almondy taste and an almondy smell. There are low dose, but it's not dangerous. There's some evidence that we may even use arsenic in our cells. So, toxic substances in homeopathic doses in your homeopath can be actually useful.
Very powerful to stimulate immune function in certain metabolic pathways. So there's an appropriate way to use all of these things. That's really the point here. And, it's your credit, and that's why I consider you a good friend, is that as brilliant as I perceive you to be, I know you kind of shirk it off, but you've always remained open to learning new things. And that's really the mark of a true healer, someone that doesn't hang their hat and say, it's over, it's done, I don't have anything left to learn.
Well, thanks. for all the nice statements, but I don't see myself as brilliant at all. If I really thought I were brilliant, I wouldn't be open to new things. The fact is, because I don't think I'm brilliant, I'm always trying to learn from somebody else.
Well, we're always trying to clean that lens on brilliance, even if we are somewhere in that realm. Well, listen, we got a call coming in from New York. That's where you are right now. We'll be together in Atlanta, November 8th through 10th, and we've got links up in the show notes at robertscadbell.com. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Nick, now's your chance. Jessica is holding on the air. I don't know. Are we going to control the phones, or do you want to do that back at the studio? I don't care either way. But let's bring Jessica up right now. Jessica, you're on with Dr. Nick Gonzalez on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well, great. Jessica. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you. Dr. Gonzalez, I live in New York, and I am really in need of your assistance. My husband was recently diagnosed with renal cell carcinoma stage 4. And I went on your website, and I read through most of your literature, and I understand, I have some understanding regarding the pancreatic enzymes, but I wasn't clear if this is something you've treated, or are you comfortable with it, or is it other cancers that you are treating more than this?
No, we've treated virtually all kinds of cancer, including renal cell. In fact, one of my great patients had stage 4. He had a tumor coming out of his skull when he walked into my office. And this is about 1992, 1991. And within about a year, the tumor in his skull just disappeared, as confirmed by scans. And, yes, it was biopsy proven. So we knew it was in his bone. And he did fine. He lived to be about 15 years and then died of other completely unrelated causes at age 85, basically died of old age. So we've seen that kind of response with advanced renal cell carcinoma, tumors regressing, including stage 4. We're doing a book of 120 cases now. Actually, it's expanding into 3 volumes. We'll include some of our kidney cancer successes in that. I don't think there are any on our website right now. That was just a small selection of patients that we put up their case reports. But, yeah, we do treat it. We've had success with it.
All right, Jessica, any other questions?
So what should be... I noticed that in order to become one of your patients, and I'm not quite sure if there's a waiting list or anything, because he is stage 4 and we're all very concerned. This is a recent diagnosis about, we just found out all of this about 3 weeks ago. And I did send in our, information for review, and, I have not heard back.
You have to follow up. We get so many requests. We expect the patient or the family to follow up, so you have to call my office. We review all the information the day we get it, and then the instructions say, you know, then after you've sent the information, call us. And, the staff member will interview you about it or interview your husband. So don't wait. Get on the phone tomorrow and call.
All right, Jessica. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye. Great. Well, terrific. That's good news because there are folks out there that genuinely are open to these options. I know in years past it's been less and less. I just don't know how you're able to keep up with probably the demand of the people being so diagnosed and suddenly becoming open to other ways of recovery.
Well, we've never been busier, and it's kind of sad because I wish there were other doctors that were willing to take on the mantle of helping us with this. But, you know, from the conventional doctors, we get either indifference or hostility. And from the alternative world, that's a whole other story you and I have discussed before.
Yes.
So it would take someone really wanting to spend a lot of time in our office. We have a young, he's a fourth-year medical student who's interested in alternatives, which he's had to keep very secret, of course, to get through medical school. But he's very interested in joining us, and, we're encouraging that and have him finish his training and think about coming to join us so we can at least train one other doctor before I, you know, pass on to a better world. So,
I put out that plea. Please, if there's a sincere, someone who's drawn, you can feel the energy of Dr. Nick Gonzalez. We've had Dr. Linda Isaacs on as well. I've seen certain things out there in the medical and healing realm that I feel like if no one picks up on this when they're gone, it's over. Don't let that happen. There's too much good healing happening out there.
Yeah, well, we think so anyway. So, we're trying to mentor this medical student. He's still, a ways down from when he finishes his residency, but hopefully he'll still maintain his interest in alternative medicine and come join us. We get a lot of doctors that want to come by for a couple hours and then miraculously treat cancer the next day and then write a book and be famous and go on the Oprah show or whatever.
Yes.
We don't have any patience for that. This is really, treating cancer patients with nutrition is tough work. You got to be devoted. It's like joining the priesthood. You got to be really dedicated to it. And Friday night at 8 o'clock, you're in your office returning calls, and that's the 9 o'clock. That's the way it is. So we don't see that kind of motivation or particularly among alternative practitioners. Of course, the conventional doctors have no use for us at all. So we're hoping that the right people will come along so we can train them and keep this thing going so that people who want it can get it. If they don't want to get it, great. They can go to Sloan Kettering or MD Anderson's. That's perfectly fine if that's what they want to do.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we're going to talk a little bit more with Dr. Nick before the end of the show today and on this. And there's pink washing is big in the news everywhere you go. Everything's pink in the month of October to raise money for awareness. Do we really need more awareness for breast cancer? Do we need to realize that we already pretty much know a lot of the causes and that kind of awareness they're promoting is actually causing more cancer?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. Nothing makes me more annoyed than these big organizations like the American Cancer Society. You know, they have Girl Scout troops in Topeka selling cookies to raise money for the American Cancer Society, where their executives are living these million-dollar lifestyles, you know, like limousine charities. You know, I've looked in the American Cancer Society. They have over $1 billion in the bank just sitting there. Less than 25% of their money goes to research or education, which is terrible for a charity. Charity, 75% of your money should go into that. And there are, you know, you go on the internet, they're really good investigative reporting articles about the American Cancer Society. They're not very flattering, yet they have this extraordinary public relations machine. What happens with these bureaucracies, they become like cancer. They have to be constantly fed.
That's the irony of these so-called cancers. They become like the cancer.
Yeah, bureaucracies. Bureaucracies.
Exactly.
They have to be fed constantly.
We got to take a break here. Dr. Nick Gonzalez, he's going to be with me in Atlanta. I'll be with him in Atlanta at the Wise Healing Traditions Conference. We'll talk about that and how you can be plugged into it or go to the show notes right now. Also, his books are available. We've got those linked up as well. This is where we're reminding you simply that the power to heal is yours because it's the God's honest truth. More with Dr. Nick after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
There is a single botanical that contains all the vitamins, minerals, amino and omega fatty acids necessary for optimal health. Moringa oleifera, a tree conveyed from the mind of God to the hands of man. Recognized by the National Institutes of Health as the Botanical of the Year for 2007, praised again in 2011 and 2012, valued worldwide for its ability to treat over 300 diseases. One major reason that disease is so pervasive is that we aren't getting proper nutrition from our food. Moringa provides nutrient values that simply do not exist in the food chain. But not all Moringa products are created equal. Zegia's Moringa products are pristine, shade-dried, bioavailable, organic, and not genetically modified. To obtain optimal health through superfood nutrition while working personally with Ty Bollinger and his team of research scientists and medical doctors, visit MoringaMagicTeam.com or call Ty at 281-509-9799, 281-509-9799.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
And now, an important sponsored message for men only from GetEDSolutions.com. Men who were formerly taking ED medication are now reporting that a secret underground video has restored their male performance better than pills. These men say this secret underground video is bringing back the male performance and sensation they've been missing for years, and it's working better than pills.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
The owner of this video has reported the overwhelming bandwidth costs may necessitate his taking this video down. Don't miss watching this urgent video on fixing male performance while it's still up at GetEDSolutions.com. There may only be hours left, so watch now at GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
All right, we could do, I don't know, 2 hours a day just with Dr. Nick Gonzalez. Of course, he'd never get anything done with his real job, of course, helping people to get well, and we respect him immensely for that, and love it when you folks are calling in, want to get plugged into how to do it, and of course, become a living example for others by living differently. And Dr. Gonzalez, again, we're going to be together in Atlanta in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. You can see links to that, the Wise Healing Traditions Conference there, November 8th through the 10th. I think it's on the Saturday afternoon. You got a 3-hour slot. It's like,
yes.
it's a big one.
Yes. It's that Saturday, whatever, I don't know what the date is, but that weekend, it's that Saturday from 1 or so to 5, mm-hmm. You know, there's a break. It's 3 hours they gave me.
Yeah, I think it's on the 9th on Saturday there. I'm going to be lecturing the evening of the 8th. They gave me a couple of hours to have a good time with gastrointestinal recovery, so
good.
That'll be terrific. And as I said, looking forward to it. Dr.-Gonzalez.com is the link. We've got it in the show notes today, so you can plug in, get all of his wonderful books, including the latest, What Went Wrong. Of course, we've talked about it extensively. And, of course, I'm looking forward to the case histories that you've got. I'm just going to say, match my cases if you got a problem with
it. Match my cases, yeah. Make my day, match my cases.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I keep hoping Sun will be able to match my 120 cases, and I can retire and go fly fishing, as I say, and someone else can take it over. But so far, no one's been able to do that. I mean, criticism is cheap. Matching cases, that's a tough one. So we're proud of our patients who've done so well. I give them credit, though. You know, I get credit. They really deserve the credit. I'm just, you know, really happy to. As I do this book, it's amazing. I'm into the 90s. I have to put it aside for a while because I have to prepare for this 3-hour extravaganza in a couple of weeks for Sally Fallon. But I'm going to get back to it as soon as that lecture thing is over. And, you know, we're getting toward 100 cases, and it's going to be 120. And it's so long because so many of these patients have been with me for 20, 25 years now with advanced disease, and their stories are so extraordinary and moving. And, you know, they touch me when I read about what they things they had to fight and the terrible prognosis they were given years ago and how they're going to die like dogs in hell and all of that, and to see them alive and well, it's just amazing. So I give them credit, and it's great writing about them. So, yeah, that's the next project. And when it's done, we'll say, you know, in the introduction, match my cases. You know, anyone can criticize. How much brains does it take to criticize somebody? You know, it takes a lot more to do something useful with your life. It's very easy to criticize. Anyone can do that. The Internet's filled with critics. But doing something useful, that's tough.
Well, Nick, will you have any books in tow with you in Atlanta for people to get in person?
Yeah, Sally has graciously given us a free table, so we're going to have our books there and some of our tape lectures from previous lectures there. So we will have a book table where people can go buy our books and our tapes and that kind of thing, associated paraphernalia.
Beautiful. Will you have any assistants there? Because I know you can't just sit there and lecture at the same time.
No, my wife Mary Beth will be there, and Linda Isaacs will be there, so we'll have, you know.
Oh, Linda's
take one
coming,
of,
too. Oh,
yeah,
man,
as far as I know, she is, yeah.
The party just got even better.
She's going to be on Carol Ault's show, too. They're going to tape her on Tuesday, talking about.
Oh, terrific, yes. I've been staying in touch with Carol. She's an absolute sweetheart. I'm so grateful for the connection, and she's just doing her level best, to, even in the midst of the cacophony in mainstream media, to bring out some healing messages that you normally don't hear.
You can't hear it anywhere else on mainstream media. It's the only place I know of in my lifetime where there's been a really solidly supportive show on a major network, the Fox News Channel. And she's doing a great job. You know, she's really trying to bring in really avant-garde alternative ideas into that show. And she's, so far, I think she's done a great job with a tough job, but she's doing a really good job with it.
Yeah, and as you know, she admitted that she was a patient of yours, because I know you were you don't talk about the patients unless you have expressed permission to do so.
Right.
But she's talked about it on the TV show now, how she had a uterine cancer and came and got help, and she's primarily raw, and it works for her, and she's very much into organics and cleaning up, and that's a message, again, we don't hear enough in the mainstream media.
Oh, yeah, well, she's also taking her 200 capsules and her 100 capsules of enzymes every day and doing her coffee enemas and all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, she acknowledged it on TV, and she was able to avoid all the standard therapies, including surgery.
Yeah, so it's extraordinary.
She's done really well.
Yeah, well, terrific. Listen, we got about a minute left for the wrap-up here, and like I said, it always goes too quickly when we're together. How to get your book, drdr-gonzalez.com. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can also, just as we heard from a caller, if you want to come see him or Dr. Linda Isaacs, they're terrific, but you got to be following up. It's not enough to send your information in. But this is so desperately needed for so many people. We want to see more doctors adopting these methods. And so I'm putting that out, that appeal out there for the world to hear. And maybe it'll come back, because we need this to continue to grow.
Well, that'd be great. And that's our goal. At least get a couple more doctors doing this. So if people want it, they will still be kept going in the future.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Nick, thank you for being here. We're going to be together again in Atlanta. It's been a few years since we've been in the same place at the same time, so come on down.
It's been a long time.
And see us. It's going to be awesome. Thank you, Dr. Nick. Remember, this show, not just Sundays, Monday through Friday, through naturalnewsradio.com and GCNlive.com and our wonderful affiliates. Tell your favorite radio station to pick up the place where health, freedom, and healing liberty lives in media. We'll be back with the miracle of water after this, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.